Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Starting recording 5, 4, 3, 2. All right. Hey, food fam. This is Chef Jeffrey Schlissel of the Walk and Talk podcast. We're here in Midtown Tampa at Salimar with Chef Alex and Chef Jonathan. Thank you so much for letting us take over the restaurant today. We've got something really, really, really dope happening today, but I am actually not going to be talking about it. We have somebody that will be talking about it, but stay tuned towards it. We're filming the Dirty Dash. It's part of the Walk and Talk Media Group. We have the Dirty Dash. We have restaurant recipes. We have the Restaurant Life, which is our magazine. We also have the YouTube content, too. So check it out. We're everywhere that you can possibly think of. What are we doing? We're talking about the restaurant industry. And stay tuned, because today it is absolutely phenomenal, because we have none other than the bartender Julio is rocking it out with the drinks. So what are we doing today? Let's get to that. So with that being said, we get to start some new music today. So sitting across the table from me, because right to my right, we have John Hernandez from Ibis Images taking some beautiful food shots. We also have Willie over yonder to my left filming Julio behind the bar. But Chris is sitting right across the way from me. Chris, what was your last name again? I completely forgot, like a brain fart that I am.
Bartholomew.
I love that name, Bartholomew. It almost like you're a warrior with already in that name. Who do you work for?
So I work for Mark Anthony Brands, which is the parent company of White Claw.
Are we talking about Mark Anthony as in Mark Anthony the singer?
No, not so much.
So I want to make sure. Here we go.
Although we've had some people make that
correlation and ask that question. So how did the brand get started and when?
So White Claw started 2016. Little background is that our founder and owner, Anthony Van Mondel, he's from Canada. He has been in the industry, sort of one of those, you know, fake it till you make it. Not fake it till you make it, but
maybe I got
cut that out. But one of those folks that, you know, really you know, self-made person, literally selling wine out of the back of his car at 22 years old in early 70s, and then has a passion for wine and worked his way up that way, has some wineries over in Canada, across the border from us. And then basically 1999, he created Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh.
So April Fool's Day, 1999.
That's when we awesome. Launched that. I didn't even know that was, okay, that's cool. And then how did it morph into the brand White Claw now?
Yeah, from what I understand, you know, he was really into vodka sodas, but he just figured somebody could do something better and make it convenient, and as well as you know, something that basically is, you know, consistent and you can get anywhere. And so that's where he created White Claw. Now White Claw does not have vodka in it. Our new product that we'll get to does have our vodka that we're actually making ourselves, but basically, you know, put it out there on the market. We weren't the first, but we were the first to really hit in the market, and then just skyrocketed from there.
Cool. Is your flavors different from what's out there now, or kind of the same flavor profiles, or what differentiates the brand beside the vodka?
The whole White Claw brand?
Yeah, well, the vodka in specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we make our own fruit flavorings. Mm-hmm. We use dried fruits to do that. And most other folks are basically buying ingredients off the shelf from, you know, the mass market industrial complex. We make our own. So that's what sort of sets ours apart.
A little bit flavors. More fresher, a little more complex, a little bit more like the original flavor of the actual whatever you're utilizing.
Correct.
In the vodka.
I like to say it's sort of like a three-dimensional flavor. You get the full elements. It's not just like a one-note something. You get like the whole experience. When you have our black cherry original White Claw, which is our number one seller, it tastes like cherry. It's not cough syrup. It's not candy. You get the full dimension of the tart, the sweet, the, you know, biting into the, you know, juicy flesh. And it's, yeah, it's something different.
So now with the four brands that you, new SKUs that you came out, I got to talk like, you know, industry now.
Yeah.
The four SKUs that you guys came out with now, which ones are your favorite and what are they?
So the new product we have is our White Claw Vodka Soda. So four flavors. We launched all of those at the beginning of this year. Florida was actually one of the first markets to get it and sort of trickle into the market. We I think it was the end of March that we put our full media blitz on it. But we have a wild cherry sort of differentiating from our black cherry flavor.
The thumping you hear is John very carefully, delicately. Don't worry, John. He's trying to put a shot together. And literally, we're talking maybe an arm and a half length from us. So that's what you're hearing, the thunking. The cans are absolutely beautiful. You were talking about the first one. Is that the one he's shooting now, or is that the peach?
We have the wild cherry.
Oh, that's the wild cherry?
Yeah, the wild cherry.
I'm really game for that peach one. And so
is my favorite.
Is it?
Of the four flavors that we put out. Yeah.
I love peach. So you have the black...
Black cherry, watermelon, as well as the peach, which again is my favorite, and then pineapple.
That's the other one, pineapple. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So these you can get at any of the supermarkets not supermarkets because it's got vodka in it, right?
Well, so certain states are different. Here in Florida, basically RTDs are ready to drink cocktails that are spirit based below a certain alcohol level. Can be sold in basically anywhere that's just a beer wine.
So supermarkets, Publix, Winn-Dixie, all them,
yep.
Game on. So if somebody wants, who's hearing this podcast in Florida, definitely can walk in and pick some of these up. And
correct.
We're shooting here with the recipes. We're going to have those on our Walk and Talk media so that people that are hearing about this wonderful new flavors of peach, watermelon, pineapple, and wild berry, they can
wild cherry.
You got Julio, the quote unquote chef or mixologist back there throwing it down. But what is your background?
Chef.
Yeah, the bar chef. What is your background? How did you get involved in this?
Yeah, so I've been in and around the restaurant industry my whole life. My dad, growing up, he was a chef. When I was born, he was already an executive chef, but he'd been a sous chef. He worked for Marriott Corporation for almost 45 years. Opened up the Marriott Marquis, was the executive chef of all the restaurants there in Times Square in Manhattan. Really sort of paved the way for that area before, you know, then everything sort of went Disney.
Right. Yeah.
Demented Disney.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I was in and around restaurants and hotels and everything my whole life. So I was like, you know, destined to go that way. And I went other directions. I sort of, you know, played around with the entertainment industry, tried to get into modeling and acting, which I did for a while. Drumming. I played in a band that toured around the Southeast.
What kind of drum?
Based out of Atlanta.
What was your drum that you like? What was your favorite? Don't say Siljan, because we all know that's the greatest cymbal ever made. But what was your drum?
So I was a Pearl drummer.
Thank you. And what house did you learn? Did you learn from Buddy Rich or the other? Like, did you go to take lessons or no?
I took some lessons. I basically tried to get anywhere and everywhere I could with drumming as a kid, you know, anything that was, you know, not necessarily free, but free, you know,
like, yeah.
So I played in, you know, all the geeky stuff, marching band and the orchestral band and the, you know, the jazz band that would actually go and gig in high school, and then started playing in my own bands, playing with people much older than me. In the bar circuits when I probably shouldn't have been in the bar and such. But no, I'm from the John Bonham house of drumming.
Yeah. So I actually, my cousins who were much older than me, they would have a drum set and I would disappear at six, and they walked in the room one day and they looked at my father and like, you need to get him lessons. Yeah. And, Gene Thaler, who actually taught Max Weinberg how to drum. So he was the Buddy Rich house.
Oh, wow.
So I learned like the fundamentals from the Buddy Rich house.
Yep.
It was, and I had a Pearl drum set, and I still love to this day. I love the drum.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things. You beat awesome. The crap out of it.
Pearl, the best reason to play drums.
Right. And what's ironic, cause I used to work for a broadliner. One of the guys I worked with, his name was Mark Siljan. He's a chef in, South Florida, Southwest Florida with his wife. And I started saying to him, I'm like, hey, Siljan? He's like, yep, that's my family.
Wow.
I was like, you're kidding me. He's like, nope. And the story goes, they made the cymbals to warn the king. And that's how they started to do from the small to the big. And that's why they kind of cornered
all the way up.
Yeah. So that's how they cornered their market, because they made that brand. Hmm. And that's how they came about. It was a really interesting conversation, but sidetrack. When I have fellow instrument players and especially drummers, I get geeked out. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, so you ended up going where here locally you worked?
Yeah. So because I was in and around the restaurant industry my whole life, it was just sort of destined to have that happen. So
it's funny how that works.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. And trying to work in the entertainment industry and break into that, you know, you do a lot of working in restaurants.
Restaurants. Yes.
So I worked in wine bars and Italian places up in Atlanta before I moved down here in the mid 2000s, and then landed at Sideburns, which is part of the Burns Steakhouse group. It's now known as Haven. But I was there for over 8 years, worked my way from just working at the host desk, and they have Burns is famous for their, you know, server training program that takes 2 years and you work at the farm and all that fun stuff. We weren't that intricate, weren't that detailed. You know, we were the sort of the trendy, you know, sibling down the street from Burns. And, but, you know, worked my way from the host desk to server assisting, to serving, to bartending. And, we were sort of on the forefront of the craft cocktail movement here in the country, but especially here in the Tampa Bay market.
And that kind of morphed when you got out of that, you went to the dark side of sales, the dark side of the industry, which is sales.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I got to that point where, you know, the entertainment thing was, you know, not as consistent as it should be. And I'm sure it is for anybody at the top. Right. And, you know, I was looking for something different. I didn't want to be in restaurants my whole life. You know, no offense to restaurants. I love restaurants. I'm in a restaurant right now.
Exactly.
But I needed something, you know, a little bit more consistent, if that makes sense, as I was getting older. So I started working for Premier Beverage, now known as Breakthrough Beverage, as an on-premise representative for their spirits division. And worked with them and parlayed that into moving up with Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits in their luxury division over in St. Petersburg territory. And then the pandemic sort of brought everything to a screeching halt.
Didn't it? Right? Except for the liquor sales.
Yeah. Well, off-premise and retail.
Oh, yeah.
They were cranking and we were helping them.
I helped out.
Yep. Definitely.
I was furlonged for about 3 months, so I definitely helped out. Like 9 o'clock in the morning, I think we started drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the cocktail that just went by? I think that's God, the pineapple one, right? So I think it's
using the peach vodka soda.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. This is what's awesome is we're behind the scenes. So this is what this podcast is today. We've got Willie shooting the Dirty Dash. We've got John shooting the drinks, Julio making the drinks. We're going to be drinking. So it's really cool. What I love about this little behind the scenes, because we've never done this before, just so you know. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll shoot some video and I might go online and say, hey, this is what we're doing today. And then later on, I'll put a whole thing out, like a montage. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time we're doing this. So getting back to working in the pandemic and everything like that, you're with White Claw now.
what's a day in the life of a White Claw rep? What do you do normally, like, for people out there to know?
Yeah, yeah. So I started with these guys at the beginning of the year. Obviously, as we said, the pandemic sort of
forced you.
Changed the world a little bit. Got out of the industry, got back into the industry, working for a boutique winemaker, covering the whole state of Florida. And, you know, we were a tiny little company, so I was looking for something a little bit bigger, which is where I found Mark Anthony Brands and White Claw. So so I focus on the on-premise, which is the restaurant and bar side of things. I have a counterpart that focuses on the retail and the chains and all that fun stuff. But, you know, day in the life is, you know, you're looking at it.
Right.
It could be anything. It could be, you know, in this case, again, first time going on a podcast and,
right.
and being a part of a shoot, my work day.
which is pretty cool, right?
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. But consumer-facing events, the normal day-to-day is, you know, going into restaurants and bars and connecting with, you know, the leadership at those accounts and connecting with, you know, how sales are going with our distributor. Getting together with them and, you know, figuring out ways to attack the market and go after our competition and, you know, it's basically win in the market.
Now, the perception is out there, and let's talk about the white elephant, right? The perception out there is that it's not a male driven drink, but from what I understand, it's quite the difference, right? It's the ratio is spot on right there.
It's literally 50-50 in all of our demographics, everything that we pull from data. And yeah, it's 50-50. And then of those folks, 50% of those are also vodka drinkers.
Gotcha. So they were taking the drink and adding it to vodka on their own. And then you guys just said, let's make our own.
Correct.
How did they come up with the different flavor profiles? Did they do like bring people in and have a group session
like
and talk
panel.
About your taste panels and stuff like that? Or how did you guys, you data essentials, how do you guys do that?
So that's a little before my time with the company. I literally stepped in as we were launching these products.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. And my background in the spirits industry, you know, sort of pulled into launching an RTD, a vodka-based, you know, can, as well as our new vodkas that we're launching in the market as well.
So you say you kept on saying RTDs. I know what that means.
Yeah.
I know what RTE means too, or RET. So what is RTD for those laymen? That, because believe it or not, we just found out Facebook we posted, and somebody who is not a foodie said we listened to the podcast. So there are people listening around the country, around the world.
Yeah,
RTD.
RTD, ready to drink.
Isn't that just amazing? All these acronyms become them. Yeah. The problem is there's way too many. I remember I worked for a broadliner and they said LTO, I'm like, lettuce, tomato, onion. They're like, no, limited time offer. Like, sorry. So. Where do you see yourself moving forward on this stuff? Is this like playing with the drink world and or going up in the company?
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Yeah, yeah, could be any of that stuff. You know, I'm a baby with this company, so you know, I'm looking to do anything, everything. Like I said, I mean, we do a lot of consumer facing events. I love, you know, interacting, you know, whether it be, you know, with our promotions company and then consumer facing that way, or myself, you know, being the one that's, you know, interacting with the staff, doing staff trainings, you know, getting them on board with the product, little, you know, product knowledge and stuff like that. I don't know. Sky's the limit.
Is the vodka, and this might be a great question, based grain, potato, grape?
So our vodka base, as I mentioned, we're actually selling our vodka separate. We have our two biggest flavors in our malt-based White Claw, our original White Claw, the black cherry and the mango, as well as pineapple, and then the straight vodka. We're selling those separately. So the straight vodka, the unflavored vodka, is what we're using in our RTDs, or ready-to-drink vodka soda cocktails.
And that, when you say your vodka, mm-hmm. is that, it's called White Claw vodka?
It's called White Claw vodka. Okay. Yeah. And that is, it is corn-based.
Corn-based.
Yep.
Okay. So it's gluten.
So gluten-free.
Yeah, gluten-free. Okay.
Yeah. Technically all spirits, and I know it's a controversial area,
but I know.
Are gluten-free, but to be considered gluten-free with the TTB, it has to be a base grain that is itself gluten free.
Yeah, it's funny because when I worked for the broadliner, we came out with a peanut oil, and they're like, it doesn't have the allergy in it because after it goes through the processing, the USDA and FDA. And I'm like, well, if I was allergic to, you know, deathly allergic to peanut oil or peanuts, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to take the chance to eat the peanut oil. Just, you can't go buy it. But I understand what you're saying. So it's great that you actually said that too. I appreciate that.
Side note, I'm allergic to peanuts. and it is true. I figure with the cold refining versus the
process refining. when they do it, they can extract that protein.
Correct.
And it gives the problem to people as yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. It's this weird. Like, I never knew this stuff being a chef on the line. Here's a question for you. I remember how receptive are chefs and bartenders when you walk in compared to like a food salesperson?
Well, for the most part, you know, I'm there to talk with whoever the leadership is. So they might not be the person on the front lines necessarily, you know.
Right, the decision maker.
Yeah, exactly. I'm working with the decision makers, the people that are the heads of restaurant or bar groups and such like that. But I mean, as soon as they see the White Claw logo on my shirt, they're like, "Hey, White Claw."
Yeah, you're a little more warm and friendly opening because you're not selling food; you're selling drinks.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly.
As now Mario's back in there now, and we got frantic cutting of pineapple.
Ooh, I can smell it.
Yeah.
Fragrant. But getting back to what you were saying about the vodka sodas, you know, so we're making our own vodka. It's five times distilled corn based, so it is gluten free by name. It's a really cool process because we're selling that. We put them both out at the exact same time so that, you know, you can see what the vodka is that's in our vodka soda. You can taste it separately. We'll put it, you know, head to head with any of our big competitors, Tito's, any of those folks. It's very similar makeup on paper, but there was a really interesting rule change in the vodka industry in 2020, where everyone else wasn't really paying attention to stuff like that.
I think there's other things going on in 2020.
And so basically, TTB regulations say the vodka has to be odorless, tasteless, colorless, and basically no defining characteristics, even though if you taste, you know, different vodkas, they all have, you know, different flavor profile, even with the same grain from two different companies, you know, different techniques, different stills used for distillation. But they changed a rule that allows you to post distillation, manipulate the vodka through extra filtration methods.
Oh, so that would be colorless, like they do with the Brita water thing now that I saw.
Yeah.
You're taking out the more of the impurities.
Exactly. So what we do is we go through some extra processes. They haven't even shared with us what they are because we're in the borderline of whether we're going to patent them, which then we'll have to disclose to everyone, or we're going to just keep it a black box process where no one sees.
Like the Coca-Cola secret wet recipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's how old I am, by the way.
Or the KFC, you know.
Yeah, right. The 11 spices, their original spices.
Exactly.
Now, do you want to, when you go in, do you also, because you have that background in the kitchen knowledge and that focus, do you think about going to the back of the house and utilizing these as a marinade too? Or even in desserts?
I haven't yet, but
welcome.
I like your thinking.
You're welcome.
We'll send you residuals.
Yeah, Ashley can definitely go ahead and put me on the payroll as a consultant for that one.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking outside the box, and that's one way that you can kind of manipulate getting that sale faster.
Yeah.
And not only use it at the bar, because you got to think peach would be great. That peach vodka would be great as a marinade for pork.
Yeah.
Or even the pineapple one would be great for the pork. But then you can even think on it, like if you're doing a pineapple upside down cake and you have a creme anglaise infused with that pineapple or the I don't want to call it the wrong thing again. He's got it backwards, so I can't see it.
Wild cherry.
That would be dope in like a flourless chocolate cake.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that.
That because you have that hint, and especially if it's a clear sauce or whatever the chef or pastry chef wants to do.
So utilize it to macerate some berries.
Yeah, and then actually infuse it more. You can. Mm-hmm. There's probably tons of things you guys can do as far as food pairing for the back of the house as well as the bar there as well. So, anything else you'd like to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, the long and short of it. So for the vodka, the extra process that we're able to do that when they change the TTB is we do an extra filtration. We call it our triple wave filtration process, and we basically use the force of equivalent of three 30-foot waves through this filtration. We also use coconut charcoal. It helps to raise the pH a little bit, but basically what this process does, and again, this is our secret process that we're contemplating patent or or just keeping it secret, it smooths out the vodka. It makes it smoother than anything else. So whereas
you just told everybody the secret, so it's not so secret anymore. But they don't know the ratios either.
Well, I mean it's a whole process. We'll put it that way. But basically, it introduces controlled oxidation. So it. From what I understand, what I've been told, it's about the equivalent of 4 years of oxidation through one pass through the filtration process that we
have. So that's similar to what you do when you're aerating an older wine through decanting. So you're actually opening up the flavor profile.
Correct. And in this case, it's smoothing out the edges of the vodka. And it just makes it more smooth. And we use that then as the base for our vodka soda cans.
What's the proof? Because people are going to be probably wondering that one.
Yeah, so and that's one thing that people have asked about. So it's with our traditional White Claw, it's 100 calories in the 12-ounce can, and it's 5% alcohol. For this, it's 4.5% alcohol with the same 100 calories. It's only that 0.5% less just because the alcohol and caloric content are different between the vodka. And
it's the process that you guys are going, the secret process.
Versus the base that we use for our traditional White Claw.
That's awesome.
But yeah, they're fantastic. It's just literally our vodka, our premium vodka, soda, juice. That's it. That's all you need. When it's good, it's good.
And then a good bartender too.
And a good bartender. Yeah. And I love what you guys are doing. I mean, this totally makes sense, you know, pairing them with cocktails and you know, you can drink it just as is or mixing it together and it brings it to another level.
So, Chris, I appreciate you coming on here, like, literally on the fly. I love how Carl does it. Hey, we're going to do this today. What? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I see you over there. Well, we're just going to throw this on the wall, see if it works. Hopefully it does. Hey, and by the way, everybody out there, definitely check out these four new products from White Claw. They're incredible. They've got so much flavor profile. And you know what?
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.